Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
It does appear that Good was trying to evade, to flee from the officer. She was told to get out of her vehicle. You are not allowed to shoot someone in flight simply because they're in flight. But if a car is barreling towards an officer, that car may be treated as a weapon under the governing case law.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins. Watch your back. I know where he is. He's in New York.
Indeed. More Def Leppard, please. More. Yeah. I want Def Leppard blaring in the helicopters when we take Greenland. That will be,
Wouldn't that be awesome?
An epic video the White House can put out. But, you know, can I just pick up, by the way, where Jonathan Turley, you played that soundbite coming in, Mark, and I think that was such an important point that he was making about, you know, it could be likely that the video is available to what we have now. And in full disclosure, we should point out there's an investigation, so we'll see where that leads. But based on what we see in the video, in the totality of circumstances, it will likely be that this, what we see is that this officer acted within his right of self-defense because of a perceived threat. And he said it was governed by case law. That case law is a Supreme Court case, Tennessee versus Garner from 1985, that established that law enforcement officers can't simply use deadly force to stop someone trying to flee them. You can't just shoot them because they flee. However, if there is a proven immediacy of threat where Delta a deadly force is justified because the officer has probable cause that their life is in danger or
right.
serious physical injury, and that would appear to be what we see on camera.
Well, I'm watching your live video this morning. I forget which reporter you have up there in Minneapolis, but I'm just watching the video of earlier of people waving Palestinian flags and no king signs this morning and screaming at our ICE officers and flipping them off. And this thing is going to grow and it's going to get out of hand, Griff. And the only people responsible for that are Jacob Fry and Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar, who are fanning the flames of this because it fits their narrative. And oh, by the way, nobody's talking about Somali fraud right now.
No, and that's such a great point that you're making on our video as we watch on the channel right now with these protests. One thing stood out, Mark, and that is there's a protester holding a sign that says murderers.
Yes.
Now, where did they get that? They got that from their politicians, the governor for months talking about ICE being Gestapo, the mayor dropping F-bombs, calling it murder, AOC. The list goes on and on of people that are calling them murders, prejudging an investigation. But when you look at the totality of circumstances, you cannot discount the fact that assaults are up 1,300% on ICE agents because of the inflammatory rhetoric from politicians, whether it's in Minneapolis or whether it's in Chicago or whether it's in Boston, from the mayors and local leaders there or elsewhere. And because they're in a heightened environment, that is why tensions are in a dangerous level. Now, this woman was reportedly a legal observer. As a legal observer, you are not supposed to be in the middle of it. But yet we see on the video, first, she's obstructing a federal investigation by parking her car right in front of an ICE vehicle. That's strike number one. Two, then ICE officers have to get out and tell her that she needs to step out of the car because she is breaking law by obstructing or impeding this investigation. She then refuses, which escalates the perceived threat to officers. Then she backs up and takes a two-ton vehicle and speeds off, maybe striking, but at the very minimum, driving directly at the officer. minister who fires Paul Morrow, our Fox News contributor and former NYPD inspector, says it's worthy to note that the shots were fired through the front windshield, not the side of the car, meaning that he was directly in the line of a speeding car.
That's a great point. And here's something else, because I've watched some of the other networks and they've been trying to go out and interview witnesses who claim this was something other than what you just described. But one of them kind of let the cat out of the bag with this comment. Listen to this. Hold on here. I know what's going to happen. You're not going to be able to hear it until I fix this. Hang on. Here we go.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
They clearly wanted her out of there because she was the main car leading the protest, is my understanding. I talked to another guy who was driving behind her, but she was very successful in blocking traffic. She was doing what she was set out to do, and so they wanted to get her the hell out of there.
So it looked like she was impeding ICE vehicles.
Definitely, yeah.
The witness is admitting she was impeding ICE vehicles. So she put herself in that situation. Now, Griff, you're a famous surfer. Where are the biggest waves in the world? Are they in Hawaii? Where are they? Australia? Where are they?
Well, they're in Hawaii off the Jaws break. They're off of San Francisco at the Mavericks break. And they're in Nazaré, Portugal with a 100-foot wave.
If you go there and you choose to take your surfboard and you paddle out there into that, aren't you assuming the risk that goes along with it? I mean, something bad could happen. That's not a situation where you're guaranteed to come out of that alive, right?
That's exactly right. And also, I think, you know, not only it goes beyond, Mark, just putting yourself in the situation of risk. It also, and this is what's going to be determined by the investigation, is whether or not she not only put herself at a risk with putting her vehicle obstructing the ICE vehicle, but she also legally may have turned her vehicle into a weapon that these officers are trained under federal and state law to treat as a weapon if it's speeding directly at them.
Sure.
Coming on the heels of statistics that show there have been 99 vehicle assaults on federal immigration officers so far this year, or last year, compared to only about 47 the previous year. So the threat of vehicle assaults, those vehicles being turned into weapons, has doubled as a risk to federal law enforcement.
I'm just nervous that this is going to end up being something like we saw in 2020 with George Floyd, where people start taking to the streets and they start burning down buildings. I mean, that is how angry people are at ICE agents just doing their job right now.
Well, Kim, it's a great point. And to be honest with you, if I'm you know, going to confess, I was kind of surprised that Minneapolis didn't burn last night. And that's a good thing. Hopefully it won't. There was a little bit of assaulting the office and throwing snowballs. Fine. But, and you did see Governor Walz, who's speaking out of both sides of his head, saying, you know, on the one hand, that this is outrageous and blah, 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 but then also telling protesters to do it peacefully. The problem is he's already poisoned their viewpoint and ramped them up and got them fired up. At the end of the day, I hope we don't see buildings burning, but I do think that while the George Floyd thing obviously was fueled by the rhetoric of particularly the mayor, Jacob Frey, back then, the same as it is now, hopefully that will not happen because, you know, an investigation is underway and federal immigration law enforcement, ICE, would not be in Minneapolis if it weren't a sanctuary jurisdiction. ICE, you know, Jacob Frey says, get the F out of our city. Guess what, Jake? They'd be happy to do that if you would simply hand in a peaceful manner the transfer of violent criminal illegal aliens for whom have ICE detainers placed on them. What do? They don't cooperate. Therefore, ICE has to go in and make what they call at-large arrests, and that puts everybody at risk. The the immigrant, the officers, and of the public.
It's a good point, Griff, and well taken. Maybe this is not the crowd. I've equated this to the Mike Brown situation several times this morning. People were angry because they felt there was wrongdoing on the part of the officer, despite 50 FBI agents and grand juries and everything that found that the officer in that case did nothing wrong. The crowd was still convinced something wasn't right. And the crowd would change. I remember reporters up there covering it. It was a different crowd that came out when it got dark, and those were the troublemakers. So maybe the Antifa crowd just hasn't arrived in Minnesota yet. Maybe that's the difference.
Well, and hopefully they don't show up.
Yeah, hopefully
that's
they don't.
That's what we hope. And you're right. I mean, look, we're going to see a lot of the scenes you're seeing play out right now on our channel and other channels all day long for the next several days. But, you know, I would say that, you know, Mayor Jacob Frey has a duty to try and instill calm in his city. And what he said so far on camera is exactly the opposite.
Griff, keep up the great work up there on Fox, my friend. I understand you just dropped your daughter off at college again.
That's right. I dropped her off at University of Miami, and so as an Ole Miss grad, hotty toddy, we have a divided house tonight. But either way, either my daughter's team wins or I win in the big game. I hope it's the latter.
Wow, no kidding. One of my other oftentime guests, Jean Evans, reached out to me and said she ran into Griff Jenkins in Miami, and he couldn't have been nicer, very warm and gracious. So thank you for that. Yeah.
Tell her the check is in the mail.
I will do it, buddy. We'll talk soon. Thanks.
See you guys.
All right. Take care of yourself. All right. I guess she ran into Griff when he was down there, maybe dropping his daughter off. So that's good. All right. Still lots of stuff to get to. You know, there's one way. I've often joked that J.B. Pritzker, probably Gavin Newsom, you can almost come down to it, Kathy Hochul, have got to all be in competition every year for U-Haul Salesman of the Year, for people renting U-Hauls one way to get the hell out of whatever blue mess they've created in their cities or states. And now U-Haul has released the statistics. So we're gonna talk about those and more when we come back. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.